Today's share in the Deer Show Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began discussing the halachos of Rosh Chodesh yesterday, and we begin a brand new siman today, Tuf Yud Ches, which deals with fasting on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Osur Betainis, a blanket rule, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishneh Berurah explains over here in Sif Katan Aleph, that sometimes there were exceptions made throughout our history. The Anshei Kehila Kedosha Varmaisa, the holy Jewish community of Worms, of Varmaisa, which we're familiar with, of course, from the Nebuch, from the Crusades, and the Slichos that we say on Tisha B'Av, Mis'anin B'Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they fasted on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, even though we just said you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they fasted because they commemorated Alagzeros Shayu B'Oso Zman, the terrible decrees that the Goyim inflicted upon us during the Crusades, especially, he says, Bishnas Tov Tov Nun Vov, in the year 856, Lo'elef HaChamishi, in the fifth millennium, which corresponds to the year 1096, which we know was a terrible year for the Jewish people in the various communities of Worms and other spires and nearby communities that were attacked by the Crusaders. So they say, Va'omim Slichos V'Sachanunim, and they say, in addition to fasting, they say various Slichos and Sachanunim. And in addition, Kosa the Rama, this is the Rama Mipano, Pano is the city of Fano in Italy, and he said the following in Tshuva Simen Ayin Tes, the Lo Yafinan Minayu Ba'alma, that we don't follow this opinion of the Kilos Kedoshos over there of Vermaisa, Aflinian Tachanunim, and we don't say Tachanunim either. Olinian Tainis Shos, Imuta, what about fasting only part of a day on Rosh Chodesh? So Ayin in the Bir Halacha. That he discusses more, the Chafetz Chaim says, in the Bir Halacha. And if you look in the Dibur HaMaskel, Rosh Chodesh also Vechule, he brings down in the Bir Halacha the Mogin Avram, who's mistapek, can you or can you not fast a Tainis Shos on Rosh Chodesh? He brings various rayas back and forth. And he wants to suggest that you're not allowed to fast even a tiny shos. He brings others that disagree. At the end of the Bir Halacha, he brings down that the halacha is that even a tiny shos is also, he brings us down the name of the Gaon Yaakov from the Gemara in Erevin. Dishu footnote number 7 points out that this is only if a person formally accepted upon himself a tainis for shows. But if a person just decides not to eat for a couple of hours on Rosh Chodesh, that's not called a tainis at all. That's nothing. He brings down as well from the Kaf HaChaim that that's not a problem at all. And the Shelus Hatshuvas Or Letzion adds that the Issa to fast would be the similar idea of fasting on Shabbos, that you shouldn't go past Shei Shol Shalayom, you shouldn't go past midday and fast on Rosh Chodesh. Even if your intention isn't to fast, you should try to eat before midday. The issue footnote number 1 points out that this din of not fasting on Rosh Chodesh applies even at the start of Rosh Chodesh, i.e. the night of the day of Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is on a Tuesday, so this prohibition against fasting on Rosh Chodesh would start already on Monday night. If somebody has a custom, as we spoke about in yesterday's shiur, to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, so they can fast up until Tzeisa Kochavim, but they should eat right away so that they're not fasting on Rosh Chodesh, even the night of Rosh Chodesh. If somebody has a yard site, Rachman al-Slam, for their father or mother, and it's on Rosh Chodesh, so in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Kuf Samaches, he brings down the Yis'ane Biyom Shilamacharas Rosh Chodesh. You don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you can make it up the following day, but the Ramah brings down that in that situation, the person doesn't have to make up the fast that he can't fast on Rosh Chodesh for the yard site of one of his parents. A Chasin and a Kala that get married on Rosh Chodesh, so we bring down also in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, that they don't have to fast, the possible exception of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that was the day that the sons of Aaron, Nadab and Avihu, died, so there is an opinion that says you can fast on that day. He brings that also as well, Rosh Chodesh Av, you can fast, but we don't get married during the 3 weeks, so that doesn't practically play a role. He has a further discussion about this in Deir Shu footnote number 2, Ayin Shom. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, Umavur Le'el B'Simen Kuf Beches, we already discussed previously, Sha'afilu Ocha Peros Yotza, that even if a person ate something, not necessarily bread, but he ate fruits, for example, then he's called not fasting. Vein Tzarech Dafka Patz, you don't bedafka specifically have to have bread on Rosh Chodesh. However, Deir Shu footnote number 3 does bring down the name of the Shaar Tzion in Simen Tov Yotes, Sheyoser Tov Sheyochal Pas L'Shem Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Ideally, a person should try to wash on Rosh Chodesh and make a special Sudas Rosh Chodesh. This is a practical nafkamina, he brings down as well, that if a person forgot to say Yalav Yavu on Rosh Chodesh, even though he did wash, so he doesn't have to go and repeat the benching, because we learn over there that on Shabbos or Yontif, when you have a mitzvah that you must have bread, you have to have Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos and Yontif. So then, in that situation, if you forgot Yalav Yavol, you have to go and repeat the benching. But Rosh Chodesh, which technically you do not have to have bread, if you forgot Yalav Yavol, you don't repeat the benching. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, in Gozer in Tainis Alatziba B'Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Upurim. We are in Gozer, a communal Tainis on the entire Tzibur, if it will fall out on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Upurim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel explains, Vim Avdu V'Gozer, if the rabbis in fact said we have to fast, Ein Gzeirosim Gzeira, we don't have to listen in this situation. Vein Tzvichim L'Sanos, and we don't fast. He brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef. The Chayin Hiskimu Achronim brings us down the name of various Achronim as well. And in the Shaar Tzion Oz Dalit, Chavetz Chaim says, look in the Pri Chodosh, look in the Vilna Gaon, at the Bir Agra, but not like the words of the Taz, who would say that you do have to fast, that the rabbis decreed it. However, the Mechaber continues, v'mischilu, if this was part of a series of fasts, for example, the rabbi said, go and fast every Monday and Thursday, and then one of the Mondays or Thursdays turns out to be Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, shegazu lisanos kach v'kach yom, and the rabbi said, we want you to fast 5 days, five times, the next Monday and Thursday, and the following Monday and Thursday, and the following Monday, so then, if one of those days is Chanukah, Purim, or Rosh Chodesh, v'schilu b'em kodim Rosh Chodesh, and you started already this series of fasts, safilu yom echad, even if you started just one of the fast days, ein mafsik, and then we don't stop, and you can, in fact, fast, umis'anin, umashlimim, and you finish off the fast, you fast the whole day, even if it's Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. Mishbur explains in Sifkot and Dalit, kigon shegazru amir gishamim. For example, there's a lack of rain, and the rabbis declared the public tanesim that are discussed in the Gemara and Tainis. Or any other situation like that, where the rabbis declared, Lisano, Sheni, V'chamisha, V'sheni. The rabbis declared that we should fast a series of fasts and the typical days that they told people to fast were Mondays and Thursdays. V'lo asku adatayu, when they looked at it and they declared the fast, they didn't realize that it would fall out on Rosh Chodesh. And they started the series of fasts, and lo and behold, the fourth one, the fifth one, the third one, whatever it was, is turning out to be Rosh Chodesh. So in this situation, the Mechaber was telling us, the Mishbur explains, that the Tainis, that we normally don't allow the rabbis to be Gozer or Tainis on Rosh Chodesh, but here, since we started the Heter, so to say, so if it turns out that one of the days that the rabbis declared in this series is Rosh Chodesh, B'dievet, we do fast. Because the rabbi's intention certainly wasn't that you should fast on Rosh Chodesh. They said, let's fast the series of fasts. Didn't realize that if one of the days was Rosh Chodesh, so then b'dieved, we do follow what the rabbis would go there. And you fast, umashlimim, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hey, kibishara tainis, you finish it off like any other tainis. You don't just break it in the middle of the day. The same thing applies not only to Rosh Chodesh, as we said, to Chanukah and Purim as well. We fast on those days, and we finish the fast. Since once we started, so to say, the Heter, so we finish off the fast. What about if it was Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed Nami has the same halacha. Heavy Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, if the rabbis declared a series of fasts and didn't realize it would fall out on Chol HaMoed, so in that situation, you fast on Chol HaMoed as well. When we talk about Hilchos Yontif, so we'll see those halachos over there. However, the Mishnah Berurah says Vida. The Besimin Tov Kufayin Beis, there it brings down Mevor Bachronim the Choze Hayabidina Beretz Yisrael. This was only a rule when there were Gozer Tainis in Eretz Yisrael. Avolo Idna, nowadays, if we're Gozer Tainis in Chutz Laaretz, we apply the principle over here that even though it's a Tainis Tzibur, Dinam Kiyochid, their halachic status, even though it's on the Tzibur, is like an individual, and therefore, Umafsikin Rosh Chodesh, we would not allow you to fast on Rosh Chodesh, we would bypass that, Umashlimim Yom Acher, and we pick another day. So the rabbis declared a series of five fasts, and the fourth one, let's say, was Rosh Chodesh, don't fast on that fourth day, and go to the next Monday or Thursday and finish up the extra fast that you missed because of Rosh Chodesh. The issue footnote number 5 asks an interesting question then, what do you do for the laning? Rosh Chodesh has its own laning, and the Tainis has its own laning. So he brings down from the Ramah a compromise that in Shacharis you lane the regular Rosh Chodesh laning, and by Mincha you lane Vayichal. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Bidiyevit, if you read by Shacharis Vayichal, you would also be Yotze. And that's because in the Yerushalmi it brings down the Lechatchila, you should say Vayichal by Shacharis, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, if it's a fast that was beheter. The issue footnote number 6 brings down in the Shaar Tzion, over there in Simen, Tav Kuf Ayin Beis, that this difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz is not agreed upon by all. And in fact, he says, Kol HaPoskim Kosu She'ein Mafsikin Es HaTainis B'Rosh Chodesh U'mis Anim Gambo. Even in Chutz Laaretz, we would not fast on Rosh Chodesh, we would fast on Rosh Chodesh. And he concludes over there, Shemotzu Shegam HaMayim HaMordechai Kosa She'ein Lozuz Midiri HaShulchan Aruch. But the Mayim HaMordechai says, we follow the opinion over here of the Shulchan Aruch, which means Mis Anin U'mashlimim, implying even in Chutz La'aretz. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Yochid Shekibel Olav Tainis. Kach v'kach yomim. An individual who accepted upon himself a personal series of fasts. Upaga bo Rosh Chodesh. And for the individual now, he didn't realize as well. One of those days is Rosh Chodesh. He said, I'm going to accept upon myself five fasts for personal reasons. And then the fourth one, let's say, is Rosh Chodesh. Or, Osher kibbul lo lisanas Rosh Chodesh. Or, if the individual said, I'm going to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So, im kiblo beloshun kabbalas tainis bi'alma, if it was just stam, he says, I'm taking upon myself a fast day, so then, eino tzorech hatorah, he doesn't need hatorah nedarim, because that was like a shvua, it didn't have the status over here of being a neder, and therefore he doesn't require hatorah nedarim. However, v'im kiblo olav beloshun harei olai tainis, he says, this should be like the loshun of a neder, I'm accepting upon myself harei olai tainis over here, shehu loshun neder, which is the formulation of a neder, so then a neder, as we'll see, is able to be chal, even against a dover shebet Torah, so therefore, tzorech hatorah chacham, so while he's not supposed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, his neder technically would take effect, and therefore, since you're not supposed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, he should seek out Hatoras Nedarim from a Chacham. And the Ramah adds over here, these deeds, dinim, are discussed in more detail, Ayin and Yerideya, Simen Reish Tav Vav, Siv Gimel, for further details about this din. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav explains, Zuv ain't tzorich lomar zuk tani. We started off by saying over here, if the person took upon himself a series of fasts, and one of them happened to be Rosh Chodesh, and then it says, even if he took upon himself Rosh Chodesh. So obviously, if the second one is true, certainly the first one, so this is what we call Zuv ain't tzorich lomar zuk tani. He says this, and he didn't even have to tell us the other ones, but he tells it to us anyway. The Kabbalah beferish Rosh Chodesh, because if a person said, I accept upon myself a fast on Rosh Chodesh, then afilu gzeres hatzibur lo mahani, even if the tzibur did this, we just said in the previous sif that that doesn't work, ukamosha kusabnu, so therefore, certainly if an individual does it, or possibly the Mishnah Berurah says, "Oefshu denokah mishum sefer," or maybe this is said over here because of the sefer. The afilu bazeh imhotzi beloshen nederchal, or maybe the point is over here that even in this situation, the chiddush of the mechaber is that, granted, if he just takes it upon himself, stam, so to say, as a tainis, kabbalah's tainis, it's not a neder, so then it's not chal. But the chiddush is that even if it's just Rosh Chodesh, and he says it in the lashon of a neder, it is chal, and he requires hataras nedarim. So maybe that's the reason why it's not the zoo, the ain tzorich lomar zoo, it's the big chiddush over here that while he's taking upon himself a tainis on Rosh Chodesh, if he says the lashon neder, he needs hataras nedarim. So the first situation, as we explained, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot and Zayin, ain't tzorech hatorah. You don't require hatorah in that situation. Why? The dafka b'tzibur. Only when it's a tzibur, the alima gzeirosam, where the strength of the tzibur might have made you think that it should be, in fact, something that you should do, hechmiru b'gozru akach v'kach yomim ufaga b'em rosh chodesh v'chanal. So then in that situation, as we just pointed out in Siv Beis, that if the tzibur didn't realize that it would end up being one of those days rosh chodesh, so then we allow it to happen. But not for an individual. He's not strong enough, so to say, to bypass the law of don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosuwa poskim dein tzorech lefro so tainis, that in this situation, the person doesn't have to make up the tainis. He said he was going to fast on Rosh Chodesh, and not allowed to, so he doesn't have to make it up and fast a different day. Because shelo chola olav klal, according to the first way of expressing it over here, he just took upon himself kabbalah's tainis ba'alma, so then it didn't take effect at all, and therefore there's nothing to, quote, make up for. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'nira li." It appears to me, however, the dafko kishikibel olav tainis sheni v'chamishi shel kol hashana. That would only apply if he took upon himself, "I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday of the year," or he said, "Oh, shel kama chadoshim," or even just for certain months, "I'm going to fast all the Mondays and Thursdays." And then the erev am Rosh Chodesh. And then, if one of those days turns out to be Rosh Chodesh, that's when this din applies. And there, hasam shayach lomar dein koach kabbalas uchal klal o yom zeh. In that situation where he takes upon himself a whole series of Mondays and Wednesdays for months or even for the year, and one of the Mondays and Thursdays, rather, is turning out to be Rosh Chodesh, so then it doesn't have the strength to be Chal. And that's why you don't have to do a makeup for that day. However, if a person took upon himself four fasts to do, the Erebem Shabbos is for Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, and it turns out that some of those days are going to be Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. In that situation, you don't fast on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. Tzorech ledalgun, you skip over them, but you must ulahashlimam achikach, but make up. She said, I'm taking upon myself 4 days of fasting, so if one of those days can't be fasted, you can't just say, that's it, I'm done with it, but you have to make it up at another time. Because the ha, lo yom meyuchod b'mamaro l'Rosh Chodesh Chal. Because here he didn't specify anything about Rosh Chodesh specifically. He said he's taking upon himself a certain number of fasts, so he has to do those certain number of fasts, and if one of them happened to have turned out to be on Rosh Chodesh, so you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you still have to make it up. The issue, footnote number 8, adds over here that we're going to learn in Simin Tov Kuf Ayin, that if a person said, I'm making a neder to fast on every Monday and Thursday, and here he uses the lashon of a neder, so nevertheless, we're going to learn over there, the minhag is, ain't tzarich lisanas Rosh Chodesh. If any of those Mondays or Thursdays are Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to fast on them, and he doesn't even need Hataras Nadarim, because Shaloshun Zeh lo nechshav neder, because when he says they're going to fast all the Mondays and Thursdays of the year, even if he uses this Loshon of Hareini Noder, it's not considered a halachic neder over here that he'd have to go and seek out Hataras Nadarim. Ayin Sham in Simin Tov Kuf Ayin for further details about that. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkon Ches, in our situation, the Mechaber told us, Tzorach HaTorah Chochem, because the Nedarim Chalim Af Al Dvar Mitzvah, because the Neder, as I pointed out, can be Chal even on a Dvar Mitzvah. However, Umiyu, Muchach Be'eridei, Simen Meish Tavav Siv Aleph, the Mechuyiv Lishol Al Nidro Kidei Shol Yisanet, that a person should go specifically and seek HaTorah Nedarim over here, and not fast on Rosh Chodesh. He can have the best of both worlds. He can be Shol on his Neder, so he's not being mevatel his neder in the sense of he's not fulfilling his neder, he's getting rid of the neder that it doesn't exist, and he's also not fasting on Rosh Chodesh. Umvur Sham will learn over there, Ode, the poschalo behem v'omilo, that we can find the Pesach, the opening, to be matir the neder over here, by saying as follows. Tell the person, Ilu samta libcho, if you had paid attention, shifku besochas manazeh, ilu ayamim, lo yisun oder, would you still have said your series of fasts that you're taking upon yourself a neder of the fast if you realized it had been Rosh Chodesh? And obviously the person would say no, umatirin lo, mutalach, 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 in that situation. The issue footnote number 10 explains the difference between a neder and just a stam kabbalah's tainus. He says with a neder, you're assering the chayfetz on yourself, and there is no mitzvah over here on the chayfetz. But when you say a lashon of a shvua, you're oser as atzmo ala chayfetz, and that's already a mitzvah, and therefore you can't go and make that mitzvah not apply. So the fine distinction between a neder and a shvua. The issue footnote number 11 points out that once you do this hataras nedarim, it doesn't only uproot the fasting on Rosh Chodesh, it uproots the entire neder. And this is based, the Shach says, upon the principle that neder, shehuta miktsasa huta kula. Once you obviate part of the neder, you mat your part of the neder, so the whole neder falls apart. With that, we conclude today's shiur.